Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Fitz, to you, and welcome back to the show. And what year is this for you? I already forgot. We're talking at Media Day. What year is this? 25, 26, 27, 28, 29?
30.
30.
30?
I wanted him to drop
first,
that.
First Warrior game was February 18th, 1993. So when we hit February 18th, 2023, it'll be 30. That's how long David Stern was in the league. So.
That was Weber's first game?
No. That was pre-Weber. That was pre-Weber. When they were exerting a little less effort to get a better draft pick.
Yes.
Wow. So Luttrell was the 92 draft?
93 was Luttrell?
Yeah, Freewell wasn't even there yet.
Wow.
Wow, that's insane. That's insane. Wow. So 30 years ago, you called your first Warriors game, and now you look at where the team is at. Did you ever imagine this would be the IT team where they're going to Japan representing the league, and all these fans are waiting at the airport for Steph, for Jordan Poole?
Yeah, but see, that's
play.
The thing. You know, you guys are good with it, but I try to tell people, 17 of the first 18 years I did games, I made the playoffs one time.
I know.
One time. That was We Believe. And then when Lakob and Peter Guber bought the team, and I always tease Joe and Peter about this, you remember they stood courtside and, you know, timeout during the game and pointed and said, you know, that 75 banner, that's a lonely banner. We're going to get another one. I'm like, how about a winning season? Yeah. How about an eighth seed? I mean, what do you mean we're going to win a title? And then, you know, to see four titles in 8 years and see the 73 win season and see Chase Center being built. I mean, it really is an incredible arc. And if, you know, Peter was doing a movie about the Warriors, no one would ever believe it, because it's kind of the Rocky Balboa story, yeah. You know, down and out. And then all of a sudden you're the champion, and that people love that story, but we've all got to live it. It's been a lot of fun. And I said, you know, when they won the championship, filling in for Tim Roy, you know, the run is not done. Mm-hmm. Because look at the group of young players in addition to the Hall of Famers they have. And who knows what the next couple years look like?
Well, I want to go back just a little bit. Game four. I mean, I went to both of the games in Boston, 3 and 4. I didn't go to the end up clincher one, but 3 and 4. And game four, it's a Friday night in Boston. Like, I just want to take people back. The games don't start till 9 o'clock on right. The East Coast. That is a liquored up, ready to go, just salivating crowd, and I think that Steph Curry had his finest moment in the NBA. It was one of the signature, we think of Larry Bird and Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, right. These seminal moments that they have in their career, and we don't know what the rest of his career is going to play out, but to have that game, not that he didn't have games before, because you and I both know he did, like, it's one of the all-time great moments in NBA history, let alone Warrior history, let alone Curry history. I don't think we could talk enough about that game four.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it has been talked about enough. It is the single best game Steph has ever played, and it was needed more than ever, and that was the series. If Boston goes up 3-1, the math is working against you, particularly since the Warriors had kicked away that game one when they had the 12-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know, when you lose a game like that in a 7-game series, that means you essentially have to beat a team 5 times. So, to me, in that moment, what they needed as close as the game was, as well as Boston played, on the road, in the finals, Steph, the 43 ball, to make that series 2-2. And remember, Boston then made a big shift in Game 5 and held Steph 0 for 9 of threes, right, and shackled him back at Chase Center. You know, I don't know why Boston didn't play that Steph against the world defense all series. But remember, they would give him space. Oh, he's not going to shoot it at 26 feet or 27 feet or whatever, but you saw the greatest distance shooter in the history of the game just win a finals game, put a team completely on his shoulders, equal that series at 2-2, and then they ran the table to win it 4-2 and win the championship. That was the single best game he's ever played.
Wow.
I don't know if it's the best game he'll ever play, like you said, because he's not done, but
right,
my goodness, that was anything that Bird or Michael or Magic or anybody would have ever done. That's the Steph Curry resume game for sure.
There's no doubt about that. And you brought up Game 5, Fitz, and we're talking about Fitzgerald, longtime voice of the Golden State Warriors here on the Morning Roast. Game 5, Steph doesn't hit a 3. Everybody would have put their money down and say, yeah, Warriors lose that game. Yes. They're going back to Boston down 3-2. But Andrew Wiggins steps up. And can you talk about the season that Andrew Wiggins has, where he elevated his game in the postseason? And outside of Curry, you could make the argument that him and Looney was the most consistent Golden State Warrior in that postseason run. 26-13 in Game 5. The defense on Tatum. The posters on Luka Doncic. How much confidence does Wiggins have now? Because he seems like he's at ease in the year that he's going to have here, contract year 2. I mean, I'm blown away by Andrew Wiggins, and nobody is talking enough about him.
Well, Bonte, you're so on top of it, is that you look at Wiggins makes the All-Star team in February, then he scuffled a little bit for a couple months after. Now, yep, granted, Steph's out of the lineup, Clay's coming back, Draymond is out of the lineup, so they weren't really the Warriors. But then you get to the playoffs. Oh, an 11-rebound game. Had he ever done that? No. A 13-rebound game. Had he ever done that? No. Had he done the 20-10? No. Like, mm-hmm, he's doing unprecedented things when it matters most. And then, oh, guard Luka Doncic, mm-hmm, go guard Tatum. And to see what Andrew did, now you watch him in training camp at the very beginning, it's like a golfer that's birdied three holes he never birdied before. Now Wiggins is like, oh, I can get double-digit rebounds? You know, I can get 8-7. He averaged 4 rebounds a game. You know, so what happens now if Wiggins is a 18, 19, 20-point scorer with that elite defense, with 8-9 rebounds a game? I mean, this becomes another chapter in how good he can be. And I think, you know, you talk to him and he's so Canadian is the easiest way to say it. He's so polite and so nice and such a good dude. He's like, you know, Andrew, what was the deal with rebounding? Like, my goodness, like, you've never done this before. He's like, oh, I just realized how easy it was. Like, if I just go in and get offensive rebounds, or if I get on the glass, like, I'm really athletic. I can grab a lot of rebounds. It's like, yes, you can. Like, this is awesome that you figured this out. And I'm anxious to see what his season looks like, because the confidence he has now, the fit he has with Steph, Clay, and Draymond and Looney, this is exciting to see where Wiggins is able to take his game, too.
Yeah, and on a personal level, to see a guy who was just so criticized so early on in his career become a fan favorite, just on a human level, this is just a great story. I mean, I feel so good for the man, but I'm looking at this team as a whole, Bob, and I'm saying to myself, like, wow, they've got an embarrassment of riches. No, they really do. Like, they've got the three old wise men. They bring back, obviously, Andre Iguodala. Looney's a year older. Like, they've got so much. They got all the young players. How does this play out for them early on in the season? Like, what's the strategy here? Is it you're going to try to throw the kids into the deep end? Are you trying to ease them in here? Like, how are they working this bad boy? I don't want to say that they have too many people, but there is sort of a delicate balancing act that they're going to have to do early on here, right?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, you've got the Hall of Famers and then you got the puppies. And so Steve Kerr's going to have to balance that. And then also, they won 53 games and won the title, so they're not going to be crushing guys during the regular season on a short off season, you know, on back-to-backs and things like that. So what you're going to see is, I think people feel good about Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, and Looney. People feel pretty good about that unit, and they probably should. So keep them healthy, keep them right, let them talk to the performance staff about where their bodies are and things like that. But the intriguing thing is the second unit now. Jordan Poole, DiVincenzo, Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman, and then you also have Jamichael Green. I love that group.
Yep. I forgot about Jamichael Green.
Yeah. Jordan is already taking a nice leap.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he go? Can he unlock on the pick and roll a healthy Wiseman? Moody, I think, is plug and play. This guy is, 20 going on 35. He's been in the league for 10 years. He's such a mature, great young man. I think Dante DiVincenzo has a lot to prove and will fit in the system well. And then where's Kuminga? I mean, Kuminga, every game he plays, he has that wow moment where you're like, oh, my God, this guy has ability like I've never seen. But what did Kuminga and Wiseman do together? So all that becomes really intriguing, and it gives that second unit a lot of juice. And then you've got, the old head in Andre Iguodala.
I was just going to ask you, Fitz, what does it mean?
Guy as to what their role is and how to best work together. But that's a brand new unit. We've never seen Jordan DiVincenzo with Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman. We've never seen that.
Well,
so that's like the Christmas present that you get to unwrap this season and see what we got.
Well, I was going to ask you, Fitz, what does it mean to have Andre Iguodala back on the sidelines? We know he's not going to play much, but as a mentor to the Kumingas, to the Moodys, and to the Pools, what does it mean to have him back on that bench for the fan who just says, you could use that roster spot on somebody else?
Well, let me ask you this, Monte, just to relate to someone's life here. If you've got your boss telling you something and you've got your buddies telling you something versus you have Shasky telling you something, someone that you work with every day,
right. That's
going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell Joe something, that's going to matter to him.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve can say stuff or Bob Myers can say stuff. When Andre says something to Draymond, or Andre says something to Steph, or Andre says something to Moody or Kuminga, the weight that carries matters so much. And to have that person with, oh, by the way, this is my 19th year in the NBA. I have 4 championships. I have gold medals. I've been a finals MVP. When he speaks, that carries so much. And I think the outside world doesn't quite get, if Andre tells Klay Thompson, dude, I don't see that defensive effort tonight. Like, what are you doing? Like, that lands like a ton of bricks rather than a coach like, hey, get back on defense, And it's not to diminish other people's words. It's just what a peer says to you, that hits home, man. And they can, I call them courageous conversations. Everyone can slap everybody on the back and say how great things are. When things are going sideways, you need someone to look you in the eye and go, hey, this ain't good enough, or this isn't us, or this isn't the standard we play to. And I think Iguodala brings that in a huge way. I'm beyond excited that he elected to come back for this year.
All right, Bob, let's have a little fun here. Have you watched the Infinity Wars or Thanos or any of those things? Because I'm now imagining you with the gold little arm gauntlet thing that he has, trying to get that fifth ring so you can get that fifth gemstone so you can complete world domination as the Warrior play-by-play guy. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing about that. When they had 15 wins and they were all banged up and everything, people like, they're done, they'll never be back. And I always felt like they're going to win another one. At some point, they're going to win another one. Like, they're going to get right together. There's too much championship DNA. They're going to win another one. I never thought it would be last year. So that's the thing to me is, like, I'm waiting for that other championship.
Right.
But last year was the unexpected one.
Nope.
That was the unexpected one. So I'm like, here is a full season for Klay. Here is Steph still rolling. Here is Draymond. And I'm waiting, as you guys know, I'm the Wiseman guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the last person on Wiseman Island.
I'm with you on Wiseman.
We're on this raft with you. This is not Titanic. Yeah, we can all fit on this raft.
We've never wavered off of James Wiseman. We love Wiseman. He averaged 11-6 and had no idea what he was doing on the NBA floor in 39 games.
Thank you. People have to go back, look at 11-6 for a 19-year-old big man and tell me where that stacks up in NBA history. I've never seen a kid, and you know what? It's maybe the Wiggins thing in Minnesota. People have been so down on Wiseman. My God, like, re-rack all the articles about Steph Curry's ankles when people wanted to write him off, too. Like,
what about Looney? They wrote off Looney.
Same thing. Hip surgery, left side, hip surgery, cool. Right side, 7 years later. playing 104 games, Mr. Indestructible. Like, have some patience, man. Like, hang in there for a little bit. So, you know, to me, last year was the unexpected one, and a credit to just who these guys are. But let's see what they got left, man, because this year, the next couple years, I'm just excited to see it. So the fifth gemstone, that thumb's lonely, baby.
Yeah.
Look at funny face.
Here's the line.
Let's see if they can get that done.
Here's the line for you. It's like Thanos. You got to have the hand out with all right. The rings on it, and you go, I am inevitable.
That's pretty good. Well, the only thing about inevitable is... Clippers are healthy. Yeah. Denver is healthy.
Bring them on.
One of these years, LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to stay fully healthy. Dallas added Christian Wood and JaVale. Like, mm-hmm. The West is spicy, man. The West is spicy. Memphis is coming. Like, you know, Milwaukee's fully rebuilt and ready to roll on the other side. Brooklyn may have gotten some things together. Like, to win a title this year, whoever comes out of it in the NBA, this is going to be one heck of an NBA year. Phoenix is still amazing.
I was going to say, you didn't mention Phoenix.
This is 7-8 teams that have a shot at it this year.
Well, I was going to just say, you didn't mention Phoenix. You did at the last part of that bit there, Fitz. But did you see Ayton yesterday at media day? Boy.
Yeah, you have all kinds of dynamics on a team. And unless you really know what's in, you know, going on, right. And I don't pretend to within Phoenix. If the media gets a glimpse of it, I'm more curious as to, you know, what are the real conversations behind closed doors. But, you know, Ayton, if he was unhappy last year, still averaged 17 and 10.
Yeah, he's so big.
He's awfully good. So maybe you want him a little spicy.
Got that Otis Thorpe old man strength Aiden does. I'm telling you.
He does. No, he's nice.
Bobby Fitz, you're in your back.
You're in your back. We want to ask you one last one about the Niners. What's your overall thoughts about the Niners and what you saw Sunday night against the Denver Broncos? I know you're hanging out in media day. We're all having fun there. But, boy, what a stinker. And we got to get Shanahan and Garoppolo on the same page here.
Yeah, I think the thing with the Niners is, you know, I looked at that. First of all, defensively, they're going to be good.
Elite.
Do we have any doubts about that?
No, like, elite.
I've seen the Bear game, the Seattle game, the Denver game. Like, this Niner defense is excellent. So that's good. But when you allow 11 points, you should win every game. Like, that's in the NFL. You allow 10, 11 points. You got to win. So that's a missed opportunity. They have 14 more games left. Like, there's still so much football to be played. And I look at that offense, and I see it was Kittle's first game, but I see Kittle and Debo and an improved Ayuk, and I see an O-line that's coming together, and I'm like, come on, man. The Niners, they're going to be a very, very good team. Having said that, the Rams come at a perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to prove that the Denver game was just a one-off and just kind of an ugly game. You got Monday night, and you got the Rams. Like, let's see what that looks like. But I do think that, you know, they're missing Elijah at tailback. I think that Jeff Wilson's a good player, but I think Shanahan likes to rotate tailback. So that, to me, is a little bit of a ding. But Garoppolo, when he talks about rhythm and practicing, the one thing he's not saying is he's recovering from shoulder surgery. He had no training camp. He had no preseason. He had, like, hey, go into the Seattle game and start playing, and he played well. But to me, he just looked like a guy missing throws behind guys, you know, just not quite as sharp as he needed to be against a pretty good Denver defense. So I still think, you know, they're out of 17 games, they're still a 11-6 team, probably, at worst.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, I mean, 11-6, 12-5, and they'll be heard from. And if they're peaking at the right time like last year with that defense, they have a chance to beat anybody.
All right, Fitz, good to hear from you. Warrior season is around the corner, October 18th, ring night at Shea Center against the L.A. Lakers. But right now, they have some things to do in Tokyo, Japan. We'll see the full roster play against the Wizards starting Friday at 3 a.m., a game you can listen to right here on 95.7.
Again. Now, wait a minute. October 9th, Lakers, 5:30, Sunday, preseason opener, NBC Bay Area. Let's go.
My bad, Fitz. I was talking about the Wizards game Friday, but yeah, we know about October 9th. That's right. Preseason gets the legs showed in. It gets real fun on October 18th. Don't lie. Ring night, banner going up the Chase Center.
One of I always have to MC that thing. It's always kind of fun. I'll give you one little insight for ring night. I do it every time. I do it just for myself, and maybe about six people notice. When I do Steve Kerr, I do it like they did at Arizona when he played.
Oh.
Steve Kerr! Like, that's the... But I announce his name, I would just like he did as a player.
Like you're in Tucson, Arizona.
Absolutely. I do it. You know, hey, you got to do things to amuse yourself sometimes.
October 9th, preseason opener on NBC Sports Bay Area. Bob Fitzgerald on the call. Thanks, Bob.
All right, be good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.